presentations to make from the stage. Some will, some won't, but every one of them should be cornered by you at any time. They are pledged, as long as they're not sleeping, they're pledged to help you. That means when they're eating or anything else, you can walk up to their table, buy them a cup of coffee, or let them buy you one. But take advantage of them. Don't ever be bashful. These people are all pledged to you. Depending on which bar you find Purdy in, you might be very careful on some of the questions you ask, but the rest of them should be fairly stable in there. Well, Ginny Butler sends her love. That takes care of 83. We go now to the year of 1984. There was only one charter member came to us in the year 1984, but he was worth his weight in gold. He is a wonderful person, has been a wonderful friend to me, and a wonderful asset to the methodology. Marion Jones.
Thank you, Howard. It is an inspiration to see so many of the members that have been with us such a long time here tonight, and the new members. We had quite a session this afternoon, and I can see that this seminar is a real upbeat seminar. Everybody is really into the program and dealing with it and talking and with each other and giving out their new techniques and new ideas and what they have accomplished, and I'm overwhelmed with it. You know, all of the programs that have been presented to us through Howard and Jim and Bob Purdy, all of those programs have worked. They all worked. But, you know, every year we get something new, and every ring on that ladder takes us a little higher and a little bit higher, and we feel wonderful about it because we're willing to change. That is what Bert Main was talking about when he talked about that the human being has the capacity to make change and the horse does not. So we have to make those changes, and we have to be inspired by the works of Howard and Bradshaw, what they have accomplished and what they have passed on to us, and take it and use it to its full advantage. I'm so glad to be with you. I will do anything possible that I can to help you. You can stop me any place and we can talk, because if it's anything I know the subject on, it, that is thoroughbred racing. And I've learned a tremendous amount of what I know from the SOT methodology. I thank you.
Elton Smith came with us in 1985, been a marvelous, doesn't talk very much at seminars, but he's arranged some marvelous seminars for us in great hotel, and he'll be with us in New Orleans in March of next year, but he sends his regards. 1986 was a particularly eventful year. I thought we had two applications for charter membership that year, both of them from Dick's. I mean, persons whose name were Dick. Dick Mitchell and Dick Schmidt. Well, I don't know who's gained the most from Perco. Probably Dick Mitchell has got more money out of it. But I think the one who has stayed with us and who has not taken a whole lot for himself except from the paramutual machines, but has given us so much. Not only has he given us of his wisdom, of his misspelling and dangling participles and split infinities, but he has always managed to get out now 30 in a row follow-ups, and he has always been a marvelous butt of our jokes. Without him, who could we make fun of? I give you, and please take him, Dick Schmidt.
Thank you, Howard. I always treasure these introductions. Before we go any further, speaking of butts of jokes, I want you to know that the picture on the inside back cover of your manual is not Howard and Jim carrying Bert and me. It's something entirely different. But that's what came to mind when I saw it. Yeah, I got my new specs. I can see all the way to the back of the room now. There's about 9 people that can't see me. Listen, if you're paying this kind of bucks, get out from behind the pillar. You're winners. Act like it. Move. Come on, you shouldn't be sitting behind pillars. That's remarkably bad. If you can't see or can't hear something, just throw your hand up in the air. And of course, if we can't see you,
we'll move your table.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Anyway, I don't have much to add except that to welcome you all here. If you see us at any time during the seminar, feel free to walk up, ask questions, say hello, say Heidi. Whatever you want to do, we're here, as Howard said, to be used. My office hours are start at 10 a.m. every morning. So, pleased to see you, and we'll talk to you later.
And so we made it through 1986. In 1987, we ventured into the Pacific Northwest. Well, the Pacific Northwest ventured down to us, and Dick Hazen became the first teaching member from that area. He has suffered a cerebral hemorrhage and a stroke from cancer, a tumor of the brain, but he's, like all good Perko people, he got up and finished in the money. But he couldn't quite make it down here, but he is running a good close third to the leaders of the pack. Well, the other person from the Pacific Northwest to join us in that year is a man who came to a seminar in Yakima, knew everything, was the biggest heckler I'd ever had, and I don't mind hecklers, because the guy was a winner. He won 948 sprint races out of 1,000, and then suddenly the track changed on him. But his heckling was a mutual benefit, because he learned from it, and I learned, because you learn a lot by being heckled, by being challenged, and he's become a very good friend, a good teacher. He's a former colonel in the Army, so he's a little bit authoritarian. But once you get beyond that, the brass, he's a real nice guy. Mr. Bruce Jorgensen.
March, Colonel.
Thank you, Howard. It's too bad Dick cannot be here. Like Howard said, he's suffered some real serious physical problems, and he's had surgery, he's had some radiation, and it's wait and see how he's going to turn out, but he's got a heck of a good spirit, and I pray a lot about my buddy Dick. You know, Howard, and I just love that guy. He says all kinds of brilliant, brilliant, bright things, and they help change your life and help. And winning at the track does change your life. Back in the Yellow Manual, Howard says, "Know thy track." And honestly, guys, this is one of the things that I probably believe in most of all. And you've all got a home track. And I really know my track, and I really know the biases of my track, and I really know what my track does. And I live in the Pacific Northwest, where we get a lot of rain, and people say that makes a lot of difference. Do you mind if I say bullshit? Doesn't make a bit of difference. In my presentation, I don't know, I'm sitting in for Jenny tomorrow, the next day, I'll show a little profile of about 28 races over about 4 or 5 days of muddy track at Playfair, which is running now. And honestly, the horses are going into their ankles, and it's so solid you can't believe it, that profile. Anyway, that's one thing I believe in. Know thy track. And if you really know your track, and you know what your track's doing, and then it doesn't matter what program you're at, there's certain spots in that program that reflect exactly what kind of track you've got and what your track does and what's the bias, if you will, or the energy or whatever that your track accepts. And I know that very well at Longacres, and we'll talk more about that later. The other thing is about winning. You know, it's such a good feeling when you're winning. You know, it's just like your faith in God. You feel so comfortable and smooth and easy with it, and you just kind of float along, and there's nothing wrong in this world at all when you're winning some horse races. Thank you.
Tom Hamilton came to us in 1988. He will be here definitely tomorrow. He's slated for an autograph session in the afternoon at the Gambler's Book Club. He's the latest in our group of Toms who have become famous authors. So he'll be talking to you tomorrow. But we have another Tom who is from Oklahoma. Now, how many of you people are from the East Coast or from the West Coast where they look down on Okies? They call them Okies. Anybody? Nobody wants to admit it, huh? Well, listen, in California, if you were in California during the Dust Bowl, the word Okie had a negative connotation. I know a lot of New Yorkers and Easterners, when you talk about Okies, they look at them with a negative connotation. But I want to tell you something. We have a group we call euphemistically the Okie Mafia. Pound for pound, they are the best all-around, I won't call them handicappers, they probably won't like that word. They are the best all-around pickers of winners in this organization. And here is a man who's the number two in that Okie Mafia echelon. Jimmy's the capo di capo, you're the little capo. Tom McRae.
Thanks, Howard.
Say something in Okie.
Say something in Okie.
I'm proud to be here.
Is that all right?
That's right.
No, I'm real glad to be here. It was 1989 that I came to my first seminar here in Las Vegas and sat out there where you all did. Come a long way since then. I think a lot of things that Bert has said, Dick has said, hold true for everyone. I've used several of the programs. They all work. They work real well. You need to find the one that suits you. If you've got questions about cage-in or thermation or matchup, I probably can help you on those. If you've got questions about graphs, I guarantee you I can help you on those because Jim won't let me look at the numbers. When I called him about, I was using phase three, and I called him and said, I've got a problem. I can't understand these numbers. And so, in his eloquent and long-winded speeches, Jim said, "Graph them, if I can help you," and hung up. So I started graphing them. And when thermation came along, it was like it was a godsend, because that's all I use is graphs. I use the thermation graph and the Cajun graph or the preview graph. I do not use anything else. And if you have trouble visualizing races, this program will help you a lot. But if you need any help, if I can help you in any way, let me know. I'll be glad to. Thank you.
See how short Tom's speech is? Jimmy trains all his disciples to make short speeches so I can make a long one. In that same year, Tom, you want to start walking up here? You want to talk Tom Renner, do you want to talk from back there? Why don't you start moving up so I can tell your story? Tom Renner lost a leg in an airplane crash. He was landing his plane and somebody else was landing theirs at the same time. And he was great at taking off, great at flying, but he had this little problem landing. And while he was losing his leg and getting an artificial one, he decided he needed some cheering up, something to do in the hospital. This is a man who never saw a racing form before in his life until this tragedy. It's not really a tragedy with Tom, but it would be for most people. So I'll let him take a story up from there. Tom Renner.
God, I hate talking in front of people.
You get used to it.
Well, thank you, Howard. I don't have much to add from what everyone else has said. I went out and seen Howard, and I don't know, about this time of 87, I think, got started in this. And I've come up from the bottom. But then all I had was a lot of time to learn, so I didn't have any bad habits to break. And, but I just want to say that every program that Perco puts out will win. I don't care which one you're using. I started with Phase 3, and I've used them all, and you can win with all of them. You need to read and study. You need to read the Pink Manual, the Blue Manual, and the Yellow Manual. The Yellow Manual is like the Holy Bible. If you got a question, he'll answer. So, I just want to thank Howard and Dick Schmidt and that funny little short guy with a hat and all the other teaching members. I was just one of the, I think I've been in about a year now, so. You know, I'm like all this. If I can help you, stop me. I'll give you what knowledge I got. Thank you and enjoy the seminar.
The man with a certain amount of insanity is our next person. He's an Ohioan by birth and a Texan by choice. The irony of that strikes a few of you. I hear a chuckle here and there. Here's a man who chooses to be a Texan for some unknown reason. But he is a young man who was in business, and I think part of his business is in Texas, which is why his love affair with that state. But something we haven't talked about very much tonight, which we will get into a little bit more later. When you're a young man and you're in business for yourself, and it depends on the economy, you sometimes come to a time when the profit and loss gets to be very, very close and sometimes go over the negative edge. He learned that he did not want to grow old worrying about business, so he got into this business. And not only has he done very, very well as a handicapper, he has probably, I hear more real nice things from people out of the blue about what this man has done to help them as a teacher. So I'm very happy to give you one of our newer teaching members, but certainly a veteran winner, Billy Robinson, Bojangles.
I get a new nickname every meeting. I hope this one's better than Spanky. I used to be the rookie. I guess there's some more people here, but I want you to know mentally I'm still the rookie. Perco was the culmination of 10 years of trying to win at the racetrack for me, and I became, I received the knowledge to become a winner from Perco. Almost more than the knowledge, I received the psychological support required by an egomaniac, excessive personality like me to be a winner, to be able to deal with losing streaks. And the big part of that came from knowledge. I believe in the Perco. I believe in the methodology. I believe in Howard. I have tremendous respect for the teaching members. And I made a nuisance of myself to many of them, like Tom Brohammer. And I think that's a good thing for you to do at seminars. Don't let that stop you, though. Run them down anywhere you can. Learn something. And I've everyone that I've talked to and worked with, I've got to learn about. I'm very familiar with most of the programs. I've had to learn those. I get quite a few phone calls recently. I guess nobody else answers the telephone, and I enjoy working with you if it's a program I know something about. Some of the older ones I don't. But I think it's very important for you to understand the concepts that the methodology is teaching. You're going to get confused when you hear Tom Brohammer do his way, Jim the Hat do his way. Believe me, you're going to get confused. But out of that confusion comes growth. You grow, you learn. Sometimes you feel silly because you make mistakes. I mean, I'm wearing a silk sport coat and cowboy boots. That's how confused you'll get in this group, okay? But you've got to stick with the concepts, and the concepts will hold true. And I think it's most of the time when people talk to me, they get the same story. I'm glad to help you. I'll tell you what I know. It starts with the racing form. With Bradshaw, it starts and ends with the racing form. But it starts with the racing form, and you need to understand those concepts, and you have to visualize those before you put the race in the computer, and you got to keep working on that. And you've got some of the greatest teachers around real proven winners, successful people. And any way I can help you, just come up and ask for it. That's what you paid for. Thanks.
The 1991 teachers are not here. Glenn Connolly's, he sent some emissaries here that we have great testimony as to the effectiveness of Glenn Connolly's teaching on the Eastern Seaboard. And Dick Resch is our latest teacher from 1991 from the West Coast. He has another business in which he makes a big fortune, and that took him to Atlanta this weekend. But he and Mr. Connolly both send their best regards to you. And I think, although he doesn't like to make speeches, we left somebody out here, and I'm trying to think, what year was it he came in? It wasn't very long ago. He's not on here because he's a foreigner. We only put native-borns on this list. We left two people off the list, but what year? About 1989, wouldn't it be?
Sounds good to me.
So, we have no 1989 here. So right in 1989, and right under the year 1989, write down the name Gary Owen.